This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته I hope everyone is doing well and inshallah today we will be talking about okay thank you very much for those who are telling me that the voice is clear JazakAllah khair today we will be talking about something that might be bothering a lot of us these days because Ramadan is over and this is the time to make up our missed fast and I thought of doing Facebook live because I wanted to share something that has really helped me and this can inshallah help you to make up your missed fast as well so when I studied Islam and I realized that okay you had to make up for your missed fast in Ramadan that was a very interesting phenomena because subhanallah I did not fast throughout that period in which I had no knowledge of Islam so I had to calculate and I made the calculation in a way that I multiplied my missed fast by 10 rather than you know multiplying it with 6 or 7 why because I just wanted to be on the safe side because you know sometimes you don't know that your initial portion of Ramadan and the end portion of Ramadan both are affected by your periods or a sickness or whatever the case may be so mine came out to be something near 70 plus right so this number might be intimidating for some of you because this is quite a huge number but trust me there are others that I know who have made up like 300 plus as well so what does it require in the first place it requires the niyyah and the will to do it so once you have the niyyah to do it subhanallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the pathways he really sends down his special help for you to make up your missed fast so subhanallah I had students in the class that you know they were always looking for other ways like you know this is a very big number and can we find another way so I usually tell people that if you have the will and if you have the niyyah to do it Allah will help you to do it right and if you do not have the will and the niyyah to do it even making up six fasts is a huge and very intimidating task right so and I'm not going to get into the fiqh here so there can be any reason to miss the fast your periods your pregnancy breastfeeding sickness traveling so whatever the case may be we are just talking about the fasts that have been missed and not why they have been missed and inshallah even in our discussion we'll be keeping it very practical and we will not be going towards the fiqh side because inshallah the scholars can answer this question and even if I know the answer I just try avoid answering the fiqh questions because subhanallah that's a specialized area for specialized people right so we will start with the practical side of this so my first advice and my first practical technique to make up your missed fast is know your numbers knowing your numbers is very important because you know knowing the task is winning half the battle so a lot of people we are like subhanallah we don't even know how many fasts have we missed so if it's just about this Ramadan and the number is small like 6 or 7 the strategy will be slightly different from if you have missed out for like a lot of days and the number is bigger like 70 or even 300 plus right and let me just tell you one thing even if the number is 300 don't worry what it takes is the will to do it right so when I was in the process of making up my missed fast I just you know you kind of have one-on-one conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so I kept telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I'm trying my best if I die in the process please you know write me among those who were making an effort right who were just trying rather than you know those who actually did not make up their missed fast so it's just like either you become successful or you just die trying so inshallah we have good hopes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write us among those who have made up their missed fast so the first thing is knowing your numbers now if the number is small meaning if you just have to make up the misfas of this Ramadan, the strategy will be slightly different. Why? Because my recommendation is, and my personal practice to some extent, is that I make up my misfas in a go, right? So 6 fasts, 6 days, khalas. Why? Because it helps you to build the momentum, right? And subhanAllah, the Ramadan vibes and Ramadan atmosphere is still slightly here. So inshallah, it will not be difficult to like fast in a go, and it will help you to build the momentum. And also, when you are doing something in the flow, that thing becomes easier. Meaning, if you are making your suhoor and iftar in a flow, you are making it every day, it becomes a habit. So when it becomes a habit, it really helps you to make up, yeah, or it helps you to meet the small target, right? So my suggestion is that if it's a small number, you can keep it in a go. Now, first thing is that when you have a big number, is that don't worry, right? I reassure you that there are people who have made up missed numbers, just have the niyam. And one more thing that I'll remind you, if you have a big number, is that, you know, it depends a lot on your belief system. If you believe that Allah will help you make up these misfas, Allah will inshallah help you make up these misfas, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a hadith al-Qudsi that I am as my servant believes I am. So inshallah, that will really help. Now again, if you have a big number, you have to do a few things, right? So the first thing, again, subcategory, if you have a big number, is to track, T-R-A-C-K. Remember, whatever you track, you improve. Whatever you track, you improve. So whether it's your finances, whether it's your missed fast, or whether it's your weight loss journey, whatever you track, you improve. So what you have to do is to have a paper and a pen, if you're like old school like me, or if you are a, you know, modern kid, what you can do is to look for an app or something like that. Personally, I'm not a very tech savvy person, so I have no idea about apps and all these things. I hardly use anything of the sort. So look for it, and if you're comfortable with that, if you're comfortable with an app as a tracker, inshallah the app is going to help you. And if you're like me, what you can do, you can make a simple column and you can write the number like 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10 11 12 70, right? And every time you make up a misfast, you cross that number. Please do not do this in your head. It's my advice, it's my humble request, do not do it in your head. Because, you know, it's just not like something that you can make up in you know, 5 minutes. So if you have forgotten the number, you can do it again to make sure the number is correct. If you have forgotten the number, you'll have to spend an entire day making up for that. So it's always a good idea to track it and to place it somewhere where you can see. Meaning, you can place it on your mirror, on any wall where you can actually keep an eye on it every day, so that it will keep reminding you that you have a worthwhile goal to live for, right? So that will really help. So two tips when it comes to tracking, you know, have a tracking sheet or app or whatever suits you. And second thing, place it where you can see every day, or where you can see it like it's very visible, so that it keeps reminding you that you have a task. The second thing that has really helped me, and that is definitely going to help you as well, is to have an accountability buddy, right? What is an accountability buddy? An accountability buddy is a person who has, you know, somewhat similar goals, and who can motivate you and you can motivate her, right? So find a person who is as motivated as you are to make up the misfas, and then you know, that person is also having the number similar to you, plus minus 10, right? Because if you are having, like, if you have to make up 6 fasts and the other person has to make up 60 fasts, that is not, you both are not going to resonate with each other, right? So find a person who has somewhere, so if you have 70, she has 60, or if you have 60, she has 70. I hope I'm making sense, right? Now, remember that when it comes to accountability buddy, the number should not be too high. Sometimes what happens is that 20 friends make up a WhatsApp group, and I'll tell you how to do it, and that's not entirely wrong. But sometimes 20 friends make a Facebook group or a WhatsApp group, and what happens is that when you make a very large group, it becomes easier to hide. So, you know, if it's a group of 30 sisters, 20 are reporting and 10 are hiding behind them, right, if they have not made up. When you're one-on-one with someone, when you have accountability buddy and you or like let's say three friends fasting together, it becomes you are on the spotlight. You cannot hide. So it's like you wake up in the morning and you are like, okay, I feel I'm having headache and I'm feeling dizzy. The other person is like, no, you have to fast, right? Or you feel that, okay, I have a class to take today and my throat is already dried up. So what am I gonna do? I think I should drop the fast. The other person is, no, a lot of people fast and a lot of people teach, so it's okay, you can still fast. So that's what happens when you have just one person to hold you accountable, or just two people to hold you accountable. So 30 people doing it together, it might not be as rewarding. The right way of doing it is that you can start a WhatsApp group and add the people as much as you can, you know, deal with. So you add 12 people or you add 13 people, and then you ask them, you know, on every set date or day that have you fasted, you know, give me a green tick or something like that. That's how it may work. But on one-on-one basis, I would highly recommend to have just one or two people, right, as your accountability buddy. So a large number, accountability decreases, and you know, if you have to go and do something on massive scale, inshallah, you can start a Facebook group and you know, lead it in a way that you can hold everyone accountable. Okay, so once the accountability buddy is there, and please ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send you an accountability buddy if you do not have, and you know no one is coming into your mind, inshallah, once you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send someone, because that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has helped me, that's how I have made up my missed fast. Okay, so now when you have a large number, of course, like if you have 300 fast, you cannot do it in a go, and I wouldn't recommend it either, right? This is not something that is like really encouraged. The suggestion is that, you know, look for Monday, Thursday and the white days, Ayyam-e Bayd, right? Meaning that you can fast every Monday and Thursday, because that is also recommended, the Mastoon days, but you are making up your first fast, we're talking about that, and the Ayyam-e Bayd. These are like 10 to 11 days per month, and subhanAllah, it's like it's happening, but it's not a burden on your soul, like you have to fast every day, and this, it's a decent gap in between the days. And subhanAllah, the modern if you're into nutrition and if you like studying about these things, the modern concept of intermittent fasting, a lot of people and a lot of nutritionists endorse the 5:2 concept, meaning you eat for 5 days and you fast for 2 days, meaning the body will go through the cleansing process for 2 days in a week. I mean if you are into intermittent fasting, you would be knowing, of course, you know, the day breakdown, meaning 16:8 or 12:12 or 10:14. You can look into it, inshallah, but if you are into modern nutrition, this thing might you might find it interesting as well. Okay, so that's this number comes around 10 to 11, and if you multiply this by 12, meaning the 12 months of the year, it comes out to be somewhere around 120 to 130. So if you are just maintaining your pace based on Monday, Thursday and Ayyam-e Bayd, it is inshallah going to definitely help you to make up a huge number of missed fasts, right? All you have to do is to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have an accountability buddy and track it. One of the ways to do is to look for winter days, right? So now we are, subhanAllah, in this part of the world where we are living, the South Asian part, the days are longer and it's hot and it's difficult to make up the mess fast, I would highly recommend not to give up on this habit on during summer days, because taking a up in habit, it like really then requires a lot of effort. But if you want to focus on the winter days, that becomes like really easier. You don't even know, and the fast is done. So maybe you can make use of your winter days as well.